The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
My guest this hour is one of the millions of frustrated California who is saying loudly and clearly, enough already. To the kind of leadership they've been getting out of Governor Gavin Newsom and company. And he himself is, as the old saying goes, putting his money where his mouth is, because he himself's running for governor of the Golden State this fall in the September 14th recall. Joining us to talk about it, Larry Elder. He is host of the nationally syndicated radio show, The Larry Elder Show. Usually hear that in all 50 states and over some 300 stations, but he's had to go silent for a short while. He's also a newspaper columnist, best-selling author, and an award-winning documentary filmmaker. Larry, a delight to welcome you to the show, my friend.
Don, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're called the Sage from South Central, and I would say that gives you a perspective that I was out in California briefly early on before I went up into New England, and they said there are no native Californians out here. Everybody's from somewhere else, but you're one of the originals, aren't you?
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Well, I am. Actually, my dad came out here to L.A. in 1945, right after the war, and he was a janitor. He worked two full-time jobs as a janitor, had a stay-at-home wife, my mother, raised three boys until the last of us was in middle school. She remained staying at home. He was able to do that on the income of, as I said, two full-time jobs as a janitor. And believe it or not, Don, he saved up his nickels and dimes and bought a house that's still in the family in an area of L.A. known as South Central, that is now worth $600,000. I know that because I just checked with Zillow. Now, somebody could not duplicate my dad's path from poverty to the middle class if he or she worked three or four jobs, given the cost of living in California. The average home in California costs 150% more than the average home the average price of a home in the United States. And because of the rules and regulations, primarily the environmental extremists that have taken control of Sacramento for the last 20 or 30 years, the average price of a home in California is literally 50% more than it would be but for these environmental rules and regulations, according to the brilliant econ professor from UCLA, Lee Ohanian. That's one of the reasons I'm entering this race. We've got rising crime, the outrageous cost of living, we have rising homelessness, and the way this man, Gavin Newsom, slammed down this state in the more severe way than any of the other 49 governors while ignoring science. Meanwhile, he had his own kids enjoying in-person private education. And you know that famous French Laundry restaurant where he was sitting up there with the lobbyists and the medical professionals who helped him draft the mandates that they were violating. They weren't wearing masks. They weren't engaging in social distancing while telling you to do the same thing. This is what angered so many people. That's why 2.2 million Californians signed a petition to recall this guy. And we're talking about at least 25% of them independents and Democrats. So you can't use the argument that the Gavin Newsom team has been using. This is a bunch of Trumpers who are white supremacists. Now, I may be a lot of stuff, Don, but I'm not a white supremacist.
No, that's true. I can confirm that. And many others can. And many others who have followed your career for years. The Lord has really blessed you with strong intelligence and gifts and also knowledge of circumstances from that perspective, as you say, a non-white person. But talk about the exodus that's occurred out of California. That ought to be its own message to those Californians among you remaining, that you've had a massive exodus of people out of California because of Newsom. Am I right?
Right. And for the first time in our nation's history, there has been a net migration out of California. And then not the millionaires and billionaires, to quote Bernie Sanders, who are leaving. They can still pay the outrageous taxes. By the way, 13.3%, the highest top marginal income tax, state income tax rate in the country. They're leaving because the primary reason you ask people why they're leaving, and they say because we cannot afford a house. Now, forget about Elder. I'm, of course, a right-wing nut. But there's a magazine called The Atlantic. It's a respected center-left magazine. And they recently came out with an article called The California Dream is Dying, pointing out many of the things I'm pointing out. The extreme environmentalists have taken control of this state. There's a law called CEQA, S-E-Q-A, California Environmental Quality Act, that can be used by virtually anybody to stop almost any building for any reason for an indefinite period of time. It's why the average price of a home is so outrageously high. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine. It's been around for exactly 17 years, and based upon taxes and spending and regulations and unfunded pension liabilities and the strength of the public sector unions, they ask CEOs which is the best state in which to do business, which is the worst state. For the 17 years of that magazine's existence, Don, California has been deemed the worst state in which to do business. And then you look at our educational system. I'm a product of the public schools. I went to a school called Crenshaw High. If you know the movie Boys in the Hood, that was my high school. I just checked, 2% of kids at Crenshaw High School currently are math proficient, 2%. 75% of black boys in California cannot read at state levels of proficiency. 50% of all third graders, irrespective of the race, cannot read third graders cannot read at state levels of proficiency. Now, 80% of the public school students in California are black and brown. But the teachers union is adamantly opposed to school choice, which is one of my big agendas. I think the money should follow the child rather than the other way around. And you look at where teachers put their own school age kids. There was a study done a few years ago that looked at where teachers had their own school age kids. At the average family in America, 10% of us have our kids in private school. 6% of black families have their kids in private school. 44% of public school teachers in Philadelphia have their own kids in private school. 39% of Chicago public school teachers do. Twice as many teachers in the LA district who are public school teachers have their own school age kids in private schools compared to the households that don't. Now, that's like opening up a restaurant, holding up a sign and saying, come on in, just don't eat the food. The people who know the school system the best don't put their own kids in it. What does that tell you? And yet the Democrats, even though the polls show black and brown urban parents overwhelmingly want school choice, the Democrats aren't giving it to them. And so what I've been telling people, especially the black and Hispanic media that I've been dealing with, how is it I'm your enemy? How is it Larry Elder and Uncle Tom and a sellout when the number one way to escape poverty, according to the Brookings Institution, another left-wing think tank, they say the first step towards escaping poverty is to get a high school education, presumably one where you can read, write, and compute at grade level. They're not giving it to you, and you go in there and you pull that lever year after year after year for the Democratic Party. What's going on? There are 300,000 public school teachers in California, Don. It is estimated by virtually every sane expert I talk to that a minimum of 5% of these teachers are incompetent. That's 15,000 teachers roaming through the classes of our public school teachers miseducating or non-educating kids. In L.A., there are 10,000 police officers. Can you imagine if 5% of them were incompetent? By that I mean planting evidence or engaging in racial profiling or using excessive force. We wouldn't put up with it. But we're putting up with 15,000 minimum incompetent teachers. It is outrageous, and that's one of the things I hope to do something about it if I'm lucky enough to become governor of California.
How is your message, how are your messages, that one and others, resonating with the voters? What are you hearing as you really engage yourself in, I think, one of the most important races in the country?
Well, it's good news, and that's why I'm asking people to go to electelder.com and help me. I have been a professional politician, Don, for all of 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, I have a double-digit lead over my Republican rivals, some of whom have served in office for a number of years. I think it's because I'm a native Californian. My dad came here in 1945, as I mentioned, and I have been on radio for 27 years in California. I'm on every major market from Sacramento down to San Diego. I'm a syndicated columnist, as you pointed out in your introduction. The Valley newspaper called the Daily News, the largest newspaper in Orange County called the Orange County Register. They both carry my column. And so I've been talking about these issues of crime and homelessness and the outrageous cost of living and the way this man has shut down the state in a more severe way than anywhere else, against, often going against science. I've been talking about these things for a long time, so people know who I am. They know where I stand. I have higher name recognition than any of the other Republican rivals except for Caitlyn Jenner. So that's what I think I'm doing so well. And I've thought about these things. I've talked about them. I'm not afraid to go to the hood. I'm not afraid to go to the barrio and talk to people, straight talk, the way I think a lot of Republicans in California have not done in the past.
Talk for a moment about the lawsuit you just recently got a right decision on. The California Secretary of State, apparently you had to sue him. Explain for folks who don't know the story.
Yeah, well, the Cliff Notes version is this. There was a law that was passed by the Congress, by the way, two-thirds dominant in the Assembly, two-thirds dominant Democrats in the Senate. They have supermajorities in both chambers of the House. They passed a law. It was designed to go after Donald Trump because at the time Donald Trump had not yet his taxes stolen and made public, and they demanded 5 years of tax return in order for somebody to qualify for the ballot to run for president here in California. The outgoing governor of California, Jerry Brown, vetoed it because he thought it was unconstitutional. Now, no bill ever dies here in California. What they do is lay low and wait for a better time to introduce it. So in comes Gavin Newsom. They reintroduced the bill. Gavin Newsom signed it. It was litigated all the way up to the California Supreme Court. The left-wing Supreme Court ruled 7-0 that it was unconstitutional, violating both the state and the federal constitution. However, they did say it applied to gubernatorial elections. Didn't say it applied to recall elections, but gubernatorial elections. Either way, I turned in the 5 years of tax returns as I thought I was required to do. And you have to do two sets, two copies, 150 pages, 150 pages. I concede there was a mistake on our side. We failed to turn in 7 pages in the second set. Now, remember, Don, we turned in 150 that was a complete set at the same time, 143. So it was a minor mistake. They had all 150 pages. They easily could have corrected it. But in my opinion, the Secretary of State, a black female, used that to keep me off the ballot. We went to court. And the judge, who, by the way, is a registered Democrat, went to UC Berkeley. Took her about 20 minutes. She said, well, first of all, this law doesn't apply to recall elections. Secondly, even if it did, Elders substantially complied. And she ordered them to put my name back on the ballot. So I'm back on. So they tried to keep me off. And people have asked me, was that an example of racism? I said, please. The black female is the Secretary of State who made the decision. It's an example of fascism. They're afraid of this face. They're afraid of Larry Elder because I can explain things that I pointed out in ways that might peel off some support from independents and some sane Democrats. And believe me, there are some sane Democrats in this state.
Well, on that note, we have to break, but I hope we can follow up as we get closer to September 14th. But in the meantime, once again, tell folks how they can help you. You already mentioned it once, but what do you need?
ElectElder.com, because Gavin Newsom can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money. Believe it or not, I have campaign expense limitations. Unless I get help from people inside the state and outside the state, I can't beat this man. It's David versus Goliath, and I ain't Goliath. ElectElder.com.
All right. Larry, thank you. We'll talk again.
Don, anytime. Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
Larry Elder, and I believe we're talking to the next governor of California. Personally, a very talented, very well-informed, as you can tell just from these few minutes together. Check it out. Throw some support behind him at electelder.com.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.